Well, President Trump will be in Fayetteville, North Carolina later today to drum up support for Republican candidates trying to fill the only two empty seats in the House of Representatives. There are two special elections tomorrow. One is a race for the vacant 3rd District seat left open by the death of longtime Republican Congressman Walter Jones. The other is in the 9th District, a redo of that 2018 contest tainted by ballot tampering. As Rusty Jacobs of member station WUNC reports, the election may be a bellwether for a key state in 2020.
Dan McCready has been running to represent North Carolina's 9th congressional district for more than 2 years.
I actually measure it in terms of number of kids. So I had 3 when we started, and I got 4 now. Believe it or not. My oldest is 8, and my youngest, Eleanor, just turned 2 a few weeks ago. She was born after we started this campaign.
The Democrat is addressing about 24 supporters gathered at a campaign office in Hamlet, a small North Carolina town in Richmond County. McCready ran for the seat last year against Republican Mark Harris. After Election Day, he trailed Harris by just over 900 votes. But an investigation by the State Elections Board found a contractor for the Harris campaign had instructed workers to illegally handle people's absentee ballots in Bladen County. The board ordered a new election. The scandal is clearly motivating McCready supporters like Lois Jones, a Richmond County Democrat.
It's just shameful. You know, you think elections are free and honest, but we're finding out that they're not. From the 2016 election to this election, and I think it's going to motivate more people just to come out.
North Carolina's 9th district is shaped like a golf putter, sitting along the border with South Carolina, crossing 8 counties. One of them is Cumberland County, and its Republican Party chairman, Jonathan Strange, calls it one of the state's craziest districts.
Economically different, you know, when you are closer to the Charlotte-Mecklenburg area, you still have a lot of business, service-based economy. But as soon as you cross that line and start moving into Union County, you automatically start moving into more of an agricultural, rural area.
Strange says GOP candidate Dan Bishop's advantage over Democrat Dan McCready lies with Bishop's clarity of message.
You know where Dan Bishop's going to vote. He's told you, I'm a Trump Republican.
Bishop made that clear in a recent one-on-one debate with McCready, answering a question about immigration.
President Trump is right. We need a border wall. We need a barrier so that we do not have illegals under those circumstances entering the United States and then have to be dealt with in terms of detention over the long term.
And Bishop assailed McCready for supporting a veto by North Carolina's Democratic governor of a bill that would have required sheriffs to honor federal immigration enforcement detention orders for inmates in local jails.
The governor vetoed that bill because the governor favors sanctuary city policy, and Dan McCready said the governor made the right call. Wrong, Dan.
As much as Bishop and Republicans would like to lump McCready in with a demonized progressive wing of Democrats, including Congresswomen Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, and Maxine Waters, the Iraq War veteran and Marine is running a middle-of-the-road, let's-rise-above-the-divisive rhetoric campaign. His slogan is country over party. On health care, McCready favors fixing Obamacare, not Medicare for all.
Every single one of the proposals in my plan are nonpartisan. They're all ideas to bring down the cost of health care and protect people with pre-existing conditions and work with Republicans and Democrats to do it.
And on guns and public safety, McCready supports what he calls common sense solutions like comprehensive background checks, but not a ban on assault weapons.
We've also got to look at what we can get done right now. Washington's a very broken place. Just about nothing's getting done at all up there. And anything that's coming out of the House of Representatives right now is dead on arrival with Mitch McConnell.
At the debate, Bishop, a staunch gun rights advocate, surprisingly said he wouldn't rule out the need for some kind of weapons prohibition, but offered no specifics. He did hedge on the idea of red flag laws, which would allow courts to keep guns from people deemed to be a danger to themselves or others.
I have grave concern in administrative practice for whether liberal judges who have taken so much on themselves to carry out in terms of activism might use such a power to strip inordinate numbers of people of weapons.
As the candidates approach the finish line, Bishop is getting some late-inning big-name support. President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are scheduled to visit the state today to help get out the vote. an indication of, one, just how important turnout will be for a neck-and-neck race in an off-year September special election, and two, just how closely the political establishment sees it as a sneak preview for next year, with healthcare and guns among the top concerns for voters. David McLennan teaches political science at Meredith College in Raleigh.
I think this has got a real national flavor in terms of the issues and in terms of the Trump presidency being part of the campaign.
The race also features far less well-funded candidates from the Libertarian and Green Party. For Here and Now, I'm Rusty Jacobs.